بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، فقال تعالى قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم in a beautiful hadith that is in جامع الترمذي narrated by Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما. He said, I was behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day when he said, Ya Ghulam, O boy, I will teach you a statement. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be mindful of Allah. Remember Allah. And you will find, you and He will protect you. Be mindful of Allah and He will protect you. And then he said, be mindful of Allah and you will find Him before you. When you ask, ask Allah. And when you seek aid, when you seek help, seek Allah's help. Know that if the entire creation were to gather together to do something to benefit you, you would never get any benefit except that which Allah had written for you. And if they were to gather to do something to harm you, you would not be harmed except by that which Allah has written for you. The pens are lifted and the pages are dried. Let me repeat this. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated, I was behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day when he said, Oh boy, I will teach you a statement. Be mindful of Allah and He will protect you. Be mindful of Allah and you will find Him before you. When you ask, ask Allah. And when you seek aid, seek Allah's aid. Know that if the entire creation were to gather together to do something to benefit you, you would never get any benefit except that which Allah has written for you. And if they were to gather to do something to harm you, you would not be harmed except by that which Allah has written for you. The pens are lifted and the pages are dried. And that's in Jamia Tirmidhi. Now, brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu gave us this beautiful religion and He gave us Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the means through which we got this religion, Islam. We can't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough for giving us this religion and giving us His Habib and His last and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our teacher to teach us this beautiful religion. In this beautiful hadith, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, who was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it starts with showing us the relationship that there was between Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here is this boy. Their age difference was big. Ibn Abbas was probably 10 or 12 years old. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was obviously much older, in his 50s. Yet, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anhu, was always with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had his own house, but he used to live most of the time with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is another beautiful hadith where he said that, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wake up for tahajjud and I ran to get water for him. Now think about that. What does it tell you about the attitude of this young man? Just even though he was the cousin of Rasulullah ﷺ, he didn't treat him as, oh, this is my cousin. No. He treated him as, this is the messenger of Allah. This is Rasulullah ﷺ. I remind myself and you that everything begins with adab. There is no ilm, there is no knowledge, there is no khair, there is no barakah, unless there is adab first, which precedes it and which follows it. And therefore, the way we behave with our teachers, with our parents, with our elders, this is a reflection of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for us. And if Allah has written good for you, then you will find yourself behaving in a way which is commensurate with their rank and status, including their age. And if you find yourself behaving in ways which are not like that, where you treat them like one of your own cronies, equal to you, then this is a sign that there is something wrong with you and there is something wrong with your behavior, and may Allah protect us from that. Maybe this is a sign of evil in your qadr. So we ask Allah to protect us from that. Adab is the foundation of everything. So here in this situation we find that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu didn't say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up for tahajjud and woke me up. He didn't say that. He said, I saw him wake up. Meaning, what was this 10 or 12 year old boy doing at that time? Right? Middle of the night, maybe 2 o'clock, maybe something like that, 2 a.m. But this boy is already awake. He is waiting to do the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why I said he doesn't treat him like, this is my cousin, so I can take it easy. No, he said, this is my imam, this is my sheikh, this is the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and therefore there is nothing I can do which is too much. There is everything I can do, I should do, in order to ensure that he is comfortable, in order to serve him, in order to help him in any way that he needs. So he said, I saw him wake up and I ran to get the water for wudu. I brought the water, I poured the water for him, he made wudu. And then he placed his blessed hand on my chest and he made dua for me. And he said, Ya Allah, give him the understanding of the Quran. Now, that is why Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is considered to be the first and greatest mufassir of the Quran, somebody who interpreted the Quran, who taught us the Quran. And this came because of this dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the dua came because of the khidmat that he did of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in this hadith in Tirmidhi, which I recited before you, or the translation I recited before you, it is the same Ibn Abbas, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is once again blessing him by selecting him to give him this beautiful words of wisdom. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, be mindful of Allah and Allah will protect you. Today we live in a world where we need the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all kinds of things, from material things, from things which are visible to us, not visible to us, the most latest one being coronavirus, and so on and so forth. I ask myself, and I ask you to ask yourself, when we think about the precautions that we should take and the ways in which we should protect ourselves from infection by this coronavirus, do we think of dhikr of Allah as one of them? Now, do you think that I should make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because that is what will protect me from this evil? Do we think about that? We should think about this, because if we are Muslims, and this is what we know, that if you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you remember Allah, if you are mindful of Allah, then Allah protects you. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself, when you factor Allah into the equation, because He is in it anyway. This is the thing which I say all the time. Factor Allah into the equation because He is in it anyway. Whatever the equation is, anything you need when you are looking at problem solving, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. And factor that into the problem solution. And therefore, don't try to solve problems in ways which anger Allah. Don't try to solve problems by using techniques or using material which is haram, because there is no khair, there cannot be any benefit in something that Allah has prohibited. So if Allah has prohibited something, don't go near it, don't touch it, because it angers Allah. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with you, then how can your problem ever be solved? So here Ibn Abbas is being given this piece of advice by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, be mindful of Allah and Allah will protect you. Then he says, be mindful of Allah and you will find Allah before you. Meaning that anything that you need, any work and so on and so forth, if you are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The one who is has taqwa, Allah will remove him from his difficulties. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ, and Allah will provide him from sources that he could not imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, the one who has tawakkul on Allah, who has reliance only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become sufficient for him. Then Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says to him, these two things: be mindful of Allah and Allah will protect you, and then be mindful of Allah and Allah will, you will find Allah before you. Then he says, if you ask only Allah. He says, don't demean yourself by asking people for things. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, if you seek aid, seek aid only from Allah. Now, it is so beautiful advice. Ask only Allah and seek aid only from Allah. Now, of course, this does not mean that you should not, that if you are sick, you should not go to a doctor or something. No. It means that you believe and you understand that the cure comes from Allah, not from the doctor. The why are you going to the doctor? Because you are using the means which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided you. And this is something that Allah has allowed us to do. And so therefore, we use whatever means are there at our disposal. But we don't believe that these means are the solution to our problems. The solution to the problem comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Similarly, with regard to seeking help and seeking aid, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost, and then we take whatever steps we need to take, but we know that the help comes only from Allah, not from whatever steps we take. So this is the beautiful piece of advice. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, if the whole of creation, now I request you to think about that. He didn't say the whole world. He didn't say all the people in the world today. No, he says the whole of creation, meaning from the first thing that was created to the last thing that will be created. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say all the human beings or all the jinn or all the malaika. He said everything, anything in creation. So it includes every single thing, every drop of water, every gust of wind, every blade of grass, every planet, every satellite, whatever, right? If the whole of creation gets together and wants to benefit you, they cannot benefit you except what Allah has written for you. And if all of them get together and they want to harm you, they cannot harm you except what Allah has written for you. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the pen has been lifted, the ink is dried. Illa masha'Allah. Allah writes the destiny. If Allah wants to change it, He can change it. We don't deny that. But the point I'm saying is that in this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us very, very clearly that the secret of success of life is to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. To build our relationship with Him, to build our connection with Him, to ask only Him, to seek help only from Him, to be concerned about pleasing only Him and nobody and nothing else. This is the advice. And this is what I remind myself and you. Let us focus on this and let us correct our aqidah. Let us build our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, especially in times like this, where the help of Allah, of course, we need it every breath of our life, but in sometimes in life, you need it even more. And this is one such time. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all of us, to save us from this coronavirus and to save us from all kinds of other viruses of hate and violence and whatnot, which are floating around in the world and causing all kinds of disruption and all kinds of problems for people. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.